It's time for Voices from the Garden, a series that celebrates and explores an intrinsic mix of life lessons, faith stories, and glorious gardening adventures, told by those who experience them in their own words, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Hi, I'm Lynn Hunt. I'm a writer, photographer, and rose lover. Some of you may have heard me before when I've been on Rose Chat Radio or Voices from the Garden. As a rule, I'm usually talking about roses in general, David Austin roses in particular, or perhaps my visits to the Queen's Rose Gardens in Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle. But today, I'm going to tell you about something completely different. You see, I live in the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina, where stories abound concerning any topic from how fast a red squirrel can run down a tree to which quilt pattern can protect you from bad luck. For the past few weeks, I've been noticing lots of acorns on the road while taking my morning walk. It seemed to me there were more than I remember seeing last year. So I was wondering if this meant we're in for a bad winter, or if there are just a ton of acorns around. We've only lived full-time in the mountains since 2011, but I've been visiting this breathtaking area of the country since I was in high school. I've spent many a happy day sitting by a waterfall, listening to tales of catamounts, panthers, owls, and wildflowers that possess magic powers. You can't help but be fascinated by the stories, superstitions, and mountain lore handed down from generation to generation. For example, legend holds if you see a butterfly first in spring, you'll be smart. But if you spy a fence lizard first, you'll be lazy. Of course, much of this lore deals with atmospheric conditions and the behavior of animals. So after seeing all those acorns around, I decided to dust off my crystal ball and write a new posting for my gardening blog, The Dirt Diaries, to revisit some of the signs old-timers rely on for predicting the weather. Here are a few of my favorites. If robins are seen near a house during fall, the winter will be cold. If October 9th is a sunny day, the following winter will be cold and snowy. If squirrels eat the bark off a tree, look for a cold winter coming up. Also, if a squirrel has an exceptionally bushy tail, watch out. When hogs carry sticks in their mouths, bad weather is ahead. If smoke blows to the ground, it will soon snow. If you see raccoons and possums feeding during the day, there will be bad weather within 12 hours. When a new moon rises with its points turned up, there will be no rain. There'll be a winter snow for every morning fog in August. If you harvest onions with thin skins, the winter will be mild. The brighter the fall foliage, the colder the winter. If the woolly worm has a narrow brown or orange band, winter will be harsh. The woolly worm stories have been around since colonial times. Thin brown bands supposedly mean bad weather is ahead. Wide brown bands indicate a mild winter is in store. A totally black woolly worm tells us winter will be severe, and you'll need to break out those snow shovels if you see a worm with light brown or white bands. The legend was bolstered in the late 40s when a Dr. Charles Curran from the American Museum of Natural History studied woolly worms for 8 years and said they predicted the weather with 80% accuracy. Since that time, no other researchers have been able to replicate his results. Today, the National Weather Service says the worm's coloring and band size are based on its age and the length of time it has been feeding. The caterpillars shed their skins a number of times before they become adults, and their colors can change. According to the old Farmer's Almanac, woolly worms or banded woolly bears are not really worms at all. They're caterpillars, the larva of the Isabella tiger moth, and can survive temps as low as minus 90 degrees. Isabella moths are common from northern Mexico to the southern third of Canada. Okay, so woolly worms can't predict if I need to buy a heavier winter coat. What about the acorns? A recent article from News 5 Cleveland explains, most trees and shrubs form their fruit and flower blossoms that bloom in spring during the previous summer. If the weather was warm and the rains abundant, then the tree was not stressed and formed enough fruit buds to produce this big acorn crop this year. I take that to mean the fruit buds that produced this year's bumper crop of acorns were actually formed by the tree in August of 2019. So it appears there'll be no new winter coat for me. One final bit of weather lore is new to me this year. Apparently, if you cut open a persimmon, you'll either see what looks like a fork, a spoon, or a knife. The explanation of what weather may follow, depending on which utensil you spy, is too complex for my teeny little brain. So here are my suggestions for determining whether we'll have a bummer winter or a balmy winter. Slice a few persimmons. Check out the tails of every squirrel that wanders by. Look at your trees to see if the bark is heavier on the north side, and make a note of any halos around the moon. Then, flip a coin.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Voices from the Garden, an exclusive story series celebrating the human experience in the garden exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast. If you have a story to tell, email us at grow@rosechat.info. Voices from the Garden is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.